100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And this weekly challenge, 784, is on the topic of, well, it's a pick two. I guess I ought to look up what the pick two is. Hold on. It's fuming, bean, when will it stop raining, vaccine, quarantine, helmet, tin. Did you get all that? Good. Well, what are we going to do with that? A whole bunch of stories. And I'm going to share them with you. How does that sound? Good? Okay, well, here we go. Here's the weekly challenge. I'll meet up with you after it's done.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is In the Last Century. My grandmother never threw away a single cooking tool. Thus, my mom inherited all of these. They were stored in a cabinet under the sink where I would play as a small child. I became particularly attached to a tin colander and a tin funnel. It was the mid-50s and Tom Terrific was my go-to cartoon, along with Warner Brothers' Looney Tunes. I'd walk around the house wearing my thinking cap funnel rakishly tilted. The colander became my Marvin the Martian helmet. I'd hiss, "This makes me very angry indeed." Then I'd clobber my brother with a Tonka dozer. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my pick two story, Tin and Helmet, and it's called Goal. I can see that you're intrigued by it. Go ahead, take a look. That's Grandpa's tin helmet, the one he wore in the trenches in World War I. He was there during the Christmas truce and played football with the Hun. I still have the letter he wrote home saying how wonderful it was. Then, of course, when it was all over, they retreated back into the trenches and the war began again. He called it his lucky helmet. Reckoned it would protect him from anything. It didn't. Check out the bullet hole. Brains blown out by the German referee. All done. So until next time, I shall bid you farewell. Goodbye.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the weekly challenge 784. This week it was a pick two. I chose helmet and when will it stop raining? Here's my story. The rain runs off my helmet like a waterfall. Through the downpour, I sit and watch the medics running down the trench. Splash, splash from their boots. Slogging back with the dead and wounded. Splash, splash. Another thump from a mortar round. Between blasts, the screaming of the unlucky bastards hit with a last salvo. Medics run by. Splash, splash. Rations are here. Beans again. Some dry matches. Still out of coffee. Splash, splash. Someone says he heard it's going to end soon. Everyone laughs. New guy. He'll change his tune. Splash, splash. God damn it, when will it stop raining?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. When will it stop raining? When will they be able to stop wearing those silly helmets that didn't let them breathe properly? The people at the monastery couldn't care less, and he admired them for that. They disregarded the compulsory quarantine, saying they had to help the ones in need. They made offerings to some obscure entity, and they didn't care about the rain. That's why they walked around wrapped in this odd material they had come up with themselves, and only at night. When will it stop raining? He thought. He wanted to go and become one of them. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lisakudkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
It's enough to drive you mad, isn't it? When will it stop raining? Your thoughts scream, tormented by the patter on the tin sheet beneath which you crouch. I'm afraid it's going to be some time yet, for this is only the start. Let's work it out, shall we? One drop per second works out at around a pint every 30 minutes. That's 10 pints in 5 hours, multiplied by 4. And when I've bled the rest of your family dry, I'll be dragging you from beneath your protective cover and stringing you up to join them. Drip, drip, drip.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 784. It's a Pick 2 Challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert's mind ran about the thought of Hanky Panky with Linoleumanda. She was pretty in a confused and myopic kind of way. And there was that odd, thrilling sensation that ran from his heart to his stomach when she had kissed him. He was roused from his thoughts when his father took him by the arm and said, "Come on, son, we need to go back inside." Linoleumanda and her cat had rejoined her father, who was fuming and raising his fist in the air, shouting, "And the next thing you know, we'll all be wearing tin hats or protective helmets." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The war was over, and it was time to sign the peace treaty. When the prince and his tin helmets arrived for the ceremony, the presidential guard asked if the group had been vaccinated. "No," said the prince's assistant. "Well, then you must go into quarantine," said the chief guard. "Put the prince in quarantine? Never." The tin helmets and the guards had a brief scuffle, and the fuming prince was escorted back to his plane. As the jet headed back over the border, bombers and fighters crossed over and killed more people than any disease in recent memory.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, the Pick two, the fuming being, when will it stop raining? Vaccine, quarantine, helmet, and Tim. Couldn't you tell that from the stories? I mean, come on. The next weekly challenge will be on the topic of list. So get writing, get cracking, get creating, get inventing, get imagining. And then maybe do a story. One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for being a part of this. You can find text and all that. I'm getting all jumbled up here in the finish, so let's just wrap it up. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.